It's called the Old Spanish Trail Association. Here in Taos, the members are myself, Mark Henderson, who's back there, John and Sue Holcomb, they're from Tres Piedras, Patrick and Deborah Garrison from Llano Quemado, Ron Reinekainen, who works here at the library, and those are the members from Taos. And then we have members in Abiquiú. You'll be here shortly. Virgil Trujillo, Isabel Trujillo, Alice Garcia. And then Santa Fe has other members, Patricia Kolkoff, Mark Simmons, Hal Jackson. And then there's a chapter up here in Southern Colorado called La Vereda del Norte, chapter of the Old Spanish Trail Association. This organization is a nonprofit corporation. It has members in New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, Nevada, Arizona, and California, as well as throughout the United States, Vancouver, Canada, I think, and England. Okay, so officially welcome everyone. This is the first of 10 lectures that will be held here at the library. We received a seed grant, a very small grant, but enough to provide honoraria to speakers, 10 speakers, as well as to do publicity. I designed these posters that have been spread throughout Taos. I designed them, and they say Old Spanish Trail Association. The dates in April and in May, every Saturday in April and May, for 1 hour lectures here at this library. It says here, funded by the LAF Foundation of California, in partnership with this library, the town of Taos, because this library is part of the town of Taos. Taos Public Library, Pueblo de Abiquiú Library, and the local members of the Old Spanish Trail Association. And of course, the Old Spanish Trail Association. So every Saturday in April and May, we'll have a lecture here. The presenters, some of them have PhDs from Albuquerque, UNM, Center for Regional Studies. Other ones have no college education, but they have knowledge. They have wisdom, they have experience, and some are Hispano, Chicano, Hanisaro, Danish, Anglo-American, Native American. Diverse composition of the peoples that will present. Later on, before this hour is over, I'm gonna pass out evaluation forms to you, and I would like for each of you to fill one in. And then these forms, I'll make Xerox copies for my records. And then they'll also be sent as a final report to the funder. So they could see how and who spoke and how many the attendance was to these lectures as evidence. But also to see if we could get a larger grant. Because this grant was very small, but it was enough. And last November, the Friends of Taos Public Library provided a very, very generous gift, just to let you know, $500. So we identified five presenters, and each of them received a $100 honorarium, and they presented here, and three of them were members of the Old Spanish Trail Association. In fact, two of them were the president and the chairwoman of the Santa Fe chapter, and myself, as three members of this organization. And we had two other speakers, Jerry Padilla, who writes for the Taos News. He's a historian. And the other presenter was Virgil Trujillo from Abiquiú. He's a Jenisaro. Now, if you don't know what that is, well, good. Our next speaker next Saturday will be Virgil Trujillo. He's a Jenisaro from Pueblo de Abiquiú. He's a Jenisaro. I'll just give you a hint. He's a Native American. And in the 1600s, 1700s, some Native Americans wanted horses, they needed rifles, they needed swords. And so an arrangement was made. I can't really tell you what the specifics are because I wasn't there. But anyway, the Spanish said, okay, you guys, you all can become part of our culture, but you are still Native Americans. You're Pueblo people, but your title will be. Anyway, so Virgil Trujillo is a Jenisaro, he's Native American ancestry. And he also is part of the Hispanic culture. Okay, so thanks to the library, to the board of directors, to the director, George Jaramillo, to Ron Reinikainen, for providing this space here to do these lectures. They're free, they're open to the public. Our advertising has been through the Taos Tempo, through these art print promotions that have been distributed throughout northern New Mexico, southern Colorado. I want to inform you all in advance that these lectures in April and May lead up to an event that will occur in June in Ignacio, Colorado, the 16th National Conference of the Old Spanish Trail Association. It'll occur at the Sky Ute Resort Hotel. It'll be on for 3 days. One of the guest speakers is from Taos Pueblo, Richard Archuleta, and other speakers from the Southern Ute Reservation. And I have some information in one of those trays concerning that. It's called the Keeping Alive the Heritage of the Old Spanish Trail, a national conference. Okay. In November, the Taos Public Library provided a generous small gift, which is a concept seed grant to hold these lectures. So we had five speakers. And then in the meantime, I contacted our manager, grant writer of the Old Spanish Trail Association in Washington, D.C. And I told him, you know what? If possible, try and find a grant for us so we can continue the series. Try and get $5,000 or $2,000, but better, $5,000 if possible. Well, he did a search and he found the LEF Foundation of San Rafael, California, Los Angeles, California. And they sent us a grant, to be transparent, $5,000. It's not $250,000, but it's $5,000. And we were able to identify 10 presenters and make these prints and buy an ad in the Taos News Tempo and also buy an ad in the Pecos River Gazette, published out of Pecos, New Mexico. Oh, yeah, we have Cultural Energy, Robin Collier, taping this. He's going to tape each of the 10 presentations. And then 10 CDs will be left here at the library in the permanent collection, audio CDs. And then another set of 10 will be sent to the foundation in California. And another set of 10 will go to the Old Spanish Trail Association. The focus theme for this grant is Native American origins of the Old Spanish Trail. The trail begins in Santa Fe, to Española, Abiquiú, Southern Colorado, Utah, Nevada, Arizona, to California. It ends at Mission San Gabriel Mission, by Los Angeles. There's another route from Santa Fe to Española Valley, across Taos Valley. There's three routes here, three routes to go across Taos Valley. Rancho de Taos, Taos area, plaza, to the Pueblo, and then up to Arroyo Hondo, Arroyo Seco, Cuesta, San Luis area, Alamosa, Montevista, Saguache, Colorado, then up to Utah, to Nevada, to San Gabriel,